Wage rate restraining order denied. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. A federal judge has now denied a request to block a federal rule change related to farm worker wages. Specifically, the judge's order denied USA Farm Labor and other plaintiffs' motions for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction. Alex Cracchiolo, head of marketing at USA Farm Labor, says the rule change will mean increasing costs of hundreds of thousands of dollars every year.
If you are hiring H-2A workers to do things like picking, probably you're going to be unaffected by it. But however, if you're planning on having workers come over and do things like harvesting your crops and then transporting them to a local elevator, if you're doing any sort of trucking over the road, especially if it requires a CDL, a lot of times those occupations would get flagged and assigned a significantly higher wage rate.
With the rule change, he says he's seen wage rates jump by $8 to $10 an hour, adding that this is something that small farms and ag businesses can't afford.
And these are people who are really struggling to stay profitable as it is just because of the prices of commodities on top of their own operating costs already. So we looked at this and we're like, we have to do something for the sake of our customers because this rule is absolutely damaging.
With the judge denying this request as well as the Labor Department's motion to dismiss, plaintiffs can proceed with a standard timeline. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.